In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
You've got a friend in me.
Here he goes.
You've got a friend in me.
No, that's not how it goes. Well, he ruined it.
Remember what your old pal said.
Yeah,
isn't that how Squeak does it at the end?
Squeak?
The penguin?
His name is Wheezy.
Oh my god! It definitely is Wheezy.
You know, he squeaks.
He doesn't though. That's the whole point.
He squeaks.
He got his squeaker removed.
But then when he gets hit with the microphone, he squeaks and he
Yeah, he gets a new squeaker.
He wheezes. That's right.
Yeah, he gets put up on the shelf because he doesn't squeak.
That's right.
And then he gets a new squeaker and he can sing like a man.
Imagine being put into a toy doll like every other ghost that's possessing
good.
A toy in that. Wait, hit me again?
And he's like, "Wheezy? Is that you?
Where did he think he went? I forgot about that."
I don't know. They thought they just got rid
thrown
of him
out
or something.
Something? Yeah. Huh. Well.
Welcome to our podcast.
I thought you had something.
I felt like, yeah, I did, but that was kind of good.
Not good enough.
It was kind of good.
Well, not good enough, though.
I do feel flattered, though, because I feel like I was bordering awful.
Okay.
And pretty good is better than awful.
Well, I tried to get it in there. I am not a bass. I feel like I'm a pretty decent tenor, but I think I've only sang bass on this show, and it comes out bad every time.
I'm quite the soprano.
I know. I've heard it. You don't have to tell me.
Maybe in Troll. Where are the trolls from?
Trollland.
Troll land?
Probably.
Is that really?
No.
Can you tell me 100% positive that it's not?
Was it the Berg?
Not 100%, but
no,
very
it was
high.
The Bergens. Never mind.
No.
It's different people.
Talking about the long-haired trolls? Like the toy?
The troll, yes. Where do they, what's their place?
Trollvania.
No.
That's what it was.
I think it's right.
No, and
that Netflix anime?
This isn't what we're talking about.
Netflix anime. Oh.
It was a little gory. It was a weird departure from the original formula. I was listening to a podcast the other day.
Houston really looked into it.
he dabbled.
That's the one where they fight Dracula. Am I not? Do I not have that wrong?
The trolls fight Dracula?
Yeah. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about head voice, and this guy was going off, and he was like, everybody...
As opposed to... butt voice?
Yeah, well, you're not far off. But
toot voice is what that's called,
they're,
Kevin.
They're talking about like, just like vocal dynamics and things like that. And then he's like, I'm going to do everyone a huge favor. He's like, whatever you are right now, talk out loud, like right now. And then try and talk from your chest. And so I did that while I was driving around in my car. And I was like, wow.
This is me talking from my chest.
Okay, well, Sam put the
I'm
microphone
much boomier
on his chest.
From the chest.
Well, he's talking about like the source, and he's like, you can like, you get into these habits. It's like, you know how like you can like lean a certain way for a few years and like really ruin your posture? There are like all these studies done that you do that with your voice. Like when you talk from a certain location, you'll automatically like go there. And some people like might have a bit more of like a nasal to their voice because they speak from their head by habit. And you can feel it. If you test it right now, trying to speak from a different location, you can absolutely change it. I don't know if you'll hear that much of a difference. But
I'm going to be conscious of that for the rest of my life. Now.
Totally.
I'll forget about it.
I remember
15 minutes into this podcast, I will never think about that one more time in my entire life.
I guarantee.
It's pretty cool.
Over half the time I freaking open my mouth, I'm going to be like, How's my voice posture?
And I can hear the difference in myself when I do it.
I mean, how's my voice posture?
It's not necessarily
very, very powerful from this day forward.
It's not necessarily.
Next year I'll have a southern accent.
Like a bad like voice posture. It's just different. Like if you want to come across more in like a sense, or like give yourself like more of like a subconscious psychological boost. It's like I want to sound a little less nasally.
If you want to sound you can sexy, talk from a different stop spot. Talking through your nostrils
and start talking like
if you
me.
Want to be sexier, start talking through your nostrils. It's pretty interesting though. You can like so I was testing it out and I was like, okay, I can like feel how I'm like speaking from like my diaphragm, like from my chest now. Like that's where the source is of everything that I'm saying. And it, I could feel it like slip up. Like I could feel it like be like, okay, I'm like really talking from my throat right now. And then it would like, if I wasn't thinking about it, it was really weird.
Houston's like, whoa. Sorry, it just snuck up on me. Anyone here familiar with The Vault? Anyone?
No.
The Vault, no.
Sam Houston?
Mm-mm.
V-U-L-T?
Not even less so.
Vault.
The Vault?
No.
Well, that, okay. So, just a bunch of garbly gook, man. Just, sometimes people need to get to the point.
It's you, Kevin. You're that person. Do it.
You know, they just rattle on about stuff that nobody wants to hear.
It's been 15 seconds now that we've been... That we've been talking about the garbly gook that we're gonna have to wade through.
Sam, that's
either
the
way.
Joke.
It's like a self.
Either way,
that's the joke.
It's like a self werewolves post made manifest in a person.
I've had sleep paralysis a couple of times since I was little, but I recall one time a large figure with a black cloak just hovering above me. I told my mom
Death
this.
Eater.
Okay. Well, we have okay. First bid. For the potential solution here.
The only bid. Or aliens. You want me to bring up aliens?
Sam.
Who's to say dimensions
aren't
aliens?
It's not a Death Eater, Sam. It's the Vault. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Do you remember that?
Call him
that?
What you want.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
I told my mom
suck
this.
Your soul no matter what.
In parentheses, I was around 17 at the time. She was not an expert, but knew some unexplainable stuff. Whatever that means.
So she could explain some unexplainable
E dot X dot list here. I want it.
And after she was relieved and told me what I saw was called the Vault. And if you see it, it's a good sign. He will only show up once and never again.
This is a good mom.
Don't worry, kid. I'm just here to help. You're like, ah! Whoa!
Just hovering
you
over
wake
me.
Up and he's there and he's just like, how's it going?
Don't mind me.
I think she's full of shiz.
Go ahead and close your little eyeballs.
Rest your sleepy little eyeballs.
Eyeballs. It's a weird story, I know. And sorry if this is not the correct place, but my family has a lot of weird stories and feels good to tell it since none of my friends believe any of this. Some friends.
Yeah, because I'm just eating it up.
Shut up, Sam, you jerk.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Who needs them, man? You were visited.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You were visited by the Vault. So
can I say something?
Joke's on them, dude.
First off, I apologize for that one.
Don't.
Second off,
this is so funny. It didn't like hit me right away. I was like, what? Oh.
Second,
Sam.
I think his mom's full of shiz and she's just a good mom. In that, her son comes to her and is like, this crazy thing happened to me. And then she was like, wow, that's a good thing and it'll never happen again because
no.
Chances are it won't.
No.
And she comes.
And
no.
He believed it 100%.
No.
And.
Wrong.
He thinks it was a good omen.
Incorrect.
She turned this bad situation into an amazingly good situation.
Let me tell you.
Sam,
let me
you
tell you why this
every
is wrong.
Answer wrong so far.
Let me tell
yeah.
you why that's
well, what, based
not
on
a
the
good
Book
thing.
Of Houston.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I don't know what else we're going off of right here.
I'm about to spit verse five at you.
Book.
Ready? Here it comes. Verse 5, chapter 3.
Oh boy.
If you were a parent,
here we go.
If you were a parent,
why is
you want to talk about scripture now? You want to go up on the Bible
in scripture format?
Why is Houston's book in scripture format? Scripturally,
I'm dyslexic.
Organized.
I wrote it backwards.
What is that?
Listen, if I went home, if I had a gun pulled on me, and I went home, and my mom said,
"Here I am."
Uh oh,
this is a gun. I'm pointing it at Houston.
Yeah,
go home.
Okay, well, let's say I get out of the situation. Just like this person narrowly avoided the vault. Okay? Now listen. I get home.
Now
I'm
you're
like,
dead.
Someone pointed a metal cylinder at me. And my mom's like, oh, well, I don't want my kid to be scared. That's a good thing. That was a lollipop shooter, Houston. You missed out on free candy. I'd be
well,
like,
then you're just sad.
Now
sad.
I have to. Well, now I have to find another lollipop shooter and put that bad boy right in my gob.
Nope.
What are you doing?
He's so.
That's
the dumbest,
what I'm saying.
This is
you can't
the dumbest
the,
man I've ever met.
She's not telling him to go go find
no,
it.
No.
Oh, this is a really good guy. You need to go find
okay,
him.
Okay, fine.
Son.
Then don't go find it. But I'm saying, like, let's say Volt comes back, kid's guard is down, and he gets taken by Volt Boy.
Nope.
You can't lie to them to put their defense down at all.
You're wrong.
That's all
she
I'm saying.
She said he's good. He only comes once. Boom.
But you said it's a lie.
If he only comes once, then that's
okay.
it.
Problem okay.
solved.
Good. Okay.
If he comes again, you can throw her whole garbly gook story right in the trash.
That's okay. Fair.
Throw it right
I'll
in the trash.
I'll give you that. I'll give you
and
that.
And now you're at ground one.
I didn't hear
okay,
that he
now
was...
Now we're back. Now we're back to where we were before, where this is a very bad thing.
Well, we're not. We're not back yet
Check
because it hasn't
out,
happened
though.
Again.
Check but, this
exactly.
out, though.
So we're still in the
so
clear.
So it's over.
We're still in the clear.
We're done.
But as soon as it shows up again, Mr. Volt, if that's even his name.
If that's your real name.
It's probably not.
Volt. He shows up again. Now what? Mom's a liar, first off.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I say next.
Okay.
Pass.
Listen to me right now. Okay. What if the Volt, and this is based off of zero background knowledge on whatever the Volt is.
Cool.
But what if...
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's very fast.
He feasts...
Like lightning.
I imagined him fat.
On fear. Sam, it's not that kind of Volt. I've already spelled it for you. Okay? What if he feasts on fear?
Play on words.
And he's there just having a banquet and then takes off. And then the mom knows, oh, that's the Volt. He likes fear. So she's like, good thing. Don't have to worry about the Volt. And then kid sleeps peacefully for... And then he never has any reason to come back because kid's not scared.
Mm-mm, uh-uh. Nope.
Why?
Here you are, little Kevin.
He's 17, Sam.
You...
Were not
you,
little.
Were you as big as you are now when you were 17?
Well, I wasn't little.
Relatively.
Relative to me.
Yeah, to Sam, you're always little. You're little
okay,
now.
Okay,
all right, fine.
Little.
Call me little. Call you, everyone you know little. Call everyone that isn't 6'7" little, Sam. Right. Go ahead.
Little buddy Kevin.
Right.
Laying in bed, 17 years old. Boogeyman steps out of your closet.
Well, that's not who we're... No.
No, we're not talking about the boogeyman, but now we are. Just in my little play space.
Okay.
Okay. Kevin's in bed. Boogeyman steps out of the closet. Goes, oogla booga.
Sam's just doing whatever he wants.
Yeah. He steps back into the closet, right?
That would honestly scare the shiz out of me.
An oogla booga, a mistimed oogla booga is hard to deal with.
I would never be the same again.
There you go. You step out. He steps back into the closet, closes the door. You go to your mom, and you're like, this just happened to me. She's like, it's a good thing. It's a good omen. It won't happen again. Maybe it does. Who knows? Next time it happens...
No. Not maybe. She says, this won't happen.
Okay.
Never again will this happen.
Okay, well, same situation with the one you just said.
Okay.
Happens again. It's a good thing. Are you scared? He feeds on fear. He shows up again, goes oogla boogla. Your mom said it was a good thing. Are you afraid? You'd be scared of Volt regardless of what your mom says. Even if you believe it's a good thing, you wake up and have some black creature hanging over you. You're horrified.
For the second time, you're saying?
I don't care. For the 99th time. For the first time. Ever. If there's a creature hanging over you, dark,
It's going to be a bad time.
It'll be a bad time.
Oh, so you're saying I've previously been scared by Ooga Booga.
I have just recreated your scenario, but with the boogeyman.
But added the boogeyman happening previously.
No.
No, it's still your first time. Your mom said it won't happen again, but you're still a little afraid of what could happen.
Exact same scenario as Volt, but boogeyman instead. Your scenario was that she says it's a good thing. He comes back. You're not afraid of him to feed on you because you're not afraid, though. You're going to be afraid regardless.
Even more. If your mom had this experience and she's like, yeah, it happened once when I was 15. Never again.
Boogeyman,
now you've had it happen twice.
You don't know if you're afraid or not?
I've
already pooped my pants, Kevin.
I'm not saying that he wasn't afraid, but I'm saying that... if Boogeyman comes out and says Ooga Booga, he's trying to scare me, Sam. I know that.
He feeds on fear.
Exactly. I know that he's trying to freaking scare me.
Why do we?
I know that he's bad. But if this guy is just like, if the Volt is just chilling.
Yeah, does he feed on fear? Was that pre-established?
No, that's just this play area that we're,
Okay.
Creating in.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
It's the best shot she has, Sam, okay? Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it does. Maybe the kid's mature enough to where he goes, oh, that makes sense, and he's not afraid of it anymore. Maybe he's a little baby.
That's what I'm saying.
And it doesn't work. But it's her best shot. It's her best attempt at solving this problem. What is she going to do? What else is she going to do, Sam? Tell
him. Beat him up herself.
Ooh.
What?
Okay.
She's going to beat up Volt.
That's a terrible idea.
He's wearing a trench coat. He could have massive arms under that bad
cloak.
Boy. Yeah. It could be. He could be.
Baby trapped under a car. That mom's throwing that car over a mountain.
Sam, this is not an automobile we're talking about.
Could help a mom punch a ghost to save her baby.
I think enough adrenaline, she makes contact.
I think you could.
This doesn't.
I think it would.
Her fist goes ethereal.
I think it would coat your fist like Goku energy, and all of a sudden you're punching with ki right through that ghost's gob.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like where this has gone.
put adrenaline.
We just went wherever we wanted.
Quick PSA: disregard all ghost fighting information you've ever heard on this podcast. Go buy some like liquid, just a needle full of adrenaline, and put it in your arm, and then go punch ghosts.
Yeah, Sam.
That's not a thing.
Yeah,
that's
Sam,
what we were just talking about.
Sam, this
it's
is
not the adrenaline.
You
it's
wanted
the
to go
mother.
Here.
Plus
what do you
adrenaline.
Think she's you? Oh, so it's special mom adrenaline. Go get your mom
it's
to
like
beat
Harry
up the
Harry Potter.
This is what you
okay.
wanted,
Sam. Okay, so Lily Potter was an adrenaline junkie that just pumped Harry full of her adrenaline.
Not Harry. Harry didn't defend
she
it.
She had the love on him and it blocked Voldemort's spells.
She got wrecked is what she did.
Yeah,
but
she put
defended
all of it.
Him. That's the point.
From the grave.
Harry Potter didn't do anything.
He really didn't.
He cried.
He didn't do anything. He learned like, what, two spells that he used?
Yeah, and well, you know what?
Over the whole series.
And but guess what? But guess what? Also, Harry got hunted down and he, if
okay,
he didn't have
the fact, whoa. Harry's in his crib.
Okay.
Voldy boy steps into the room.
Wrecks mom. Wrecks her day.
Why is Harry not wrecked?
Because
Kevin.
He gets his anus saved.
By who?
I don't even know.
By his mom.
It's by his mom.
Where did he go?
Well, Voldemort shut. You can't step up, Kevin, knowing nothing.
Tell me. Tell me about it.
Pointed his big wand at the little baby boy.
Okay.
And said, strongest spell in the book.
Said die.
He said the die one. He did it. It fired. It literally rebounded and hit him in the face and killed him. Harry was unscathed except for the scar.
Because of the strength
because
of his mother's
love. Mom's love. Blocked it.
It reflected it?
It reflected the spell, Kevin. That's,
okay.
Well,
that's common knowledge.
It did leave a little lightning scar on his forehead.
But it reflected and killed the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which people have pointed out later.
Which, spoiler alert, he's not dead, though.
Yeah.
And mom is.
He's only not dead because of
she
Horcrux.
She wasn't protecting herself.
I don't care.
This is called Harry Potter.
Sam.
Not Harry Potter's mom.
Sam. She saves Harry Potter one time. She's like, well, here we go.
That's all she needed to do.
Because of the... You're not letting me finish my point. If Harry didn't have these other people in his life, Voldemort would have come back to life and wrecked him.
He kind of still did. Even with all the help.
No, he didn't.
What's the point?
The point is that even if Mom comes in and punches the Volt in the face one time to stop him from doing whatever to her son, she's dead, and then his son dies because he doesn't have Dumbledore, he doesn't have Hagrid, he doesn't have anyone to defend him the second time he comes around.
Yeah, but he'll be a big, strong man when he comes around again.
Wrong.
He'll grow up. Wrong. He won't be 17 anymore. He'll be a big boy.
Harry was like... less than one. Voldemort could have just picked him up and just dropped him.
Yeah, we've all heard that conversation.
It would have been over. No magic, but his frail little old man arms couldn't do it.
Okay, well, you know what? That's my story, and I don't even...
We have to test the possessed, and this one's a little different, and it's going to be a little bit longer. Today I effed up
We haven't wasted any time so far.
Today I effed up by inviting a Tinder date over to my house and accidentally meeting his mother.
Like, oh, big mistake.
Whoa. Let me just break this down.
You don't know the half of it.
Let me break this down.
Okay.
Kevin, I invite you to my house and meet your parents. You tell me how that happens.
What are you thinking, Sam?
Well, let me tell you.
I meet your parents.
Let me spin you a yarn.
At my house.
Like many other unfortunate souls, my non-existent dating life has me turning to the dating apps. This particular one is from Tinder. I'd been chatting with this guy for a few days and everything was going swimmingly. We had so much in common and were looking for the same things. His pictures were cute and he didn't live too far away. All seemed well. I invited him over to grill out some burgers in my backyard. He asked if he could bring anything. I said, sure, bring some bacon for
the
burgers.
Bring your parents, please.
He agreed and said he'd be over soon. Given his distance, I expected him to be over in 15 minutes. I started the grill and seasoned the burgers. Half an hour later, he messaged me. I've driven by a couple times and chickened out. Are you sure you want me to come over? Maybe a red flag, but I chalked it up to nerves and just said, come on, I'm hungry. So this Hagrid-looking guy shows up, much different than his Cedric picture. That's all right, I can move past that. For the minute,
More Harry Potter, and I liked that.
It's a theme.
This is good.
Juicy.
From the minute he walked up, and I kid you not, he did not take a breath. Within the first 5 minutes, I knew his life story, from his aunt who hated their grandma to his father who liked to collect taxidermy. Not a single breath. Again, I figured this was just nervous, but I put the burgers on, and when they're ready, he pulls out a Ziploc from his pocket with two pieces of bacon in it. He puts them only on his burger. Okay.
What a man. What a big, strong, haggard man.
We sit down at the patio table to start eating.
They were probably dragon bacon.
That is
or
a freaking
like that.
Power move if I've ever heard one.
Oh, you meant for you? Sorry, it's only a first date. When I know you a little better, I'll bring you some bacon.
Oh, is there anything I'd like? Yeah, bacon. And here it is. I'm eating it.
I finished my burger before he even started his. He did not stop talking the entire time. When we sit down, he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a vial. It's about 2 inches tall with a cork on it. It's filled with black powder.
He has a picture of a llama on the front.
He must have noticed me staring at it, flipping between if he was about to snort something strange or build some sand art. He said, all super casual, I'd like to introduce you to my mother. I just stared at him for what felt like an eternity. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry or run. I like to bring her to any important event in my life, he said. She also has ashes in this necklace I'm wearing and this ring I have on. And this half-sleeve tattoo is for her. Now, mind you, I've lost too many people close to me, and I do not judge people based on their grief cycles. We all cope differently, and I respect that. But homeboy brought a vial of his mother's ashes and set them on the table for our first date. I couldn't do it. He finally finished his burger, and I made some excuse about having to clock in and finish some work at 9:30 p.m. He texted me before even he got to his car and told me, my mother really liked you. I can't wait to see you again. I told him I didn't feel a connection to him or his mother.
Whoa, didn't need to go there, but did anyway.
I have a theory. You've heard the term mama's boy, right?
I have.
Do you think mom...
I am familiar.
Do you think mom may have... just maybe taking over her son's body just for a bit to make sure that no one can have her but him. Have him but her.
Have her but him.
Have him but her. Might be.
They both work.
They do. Kind of, if he wants that.
I'm sad because I have to talk about this story, and I wish that I didn't have to. But here I signed up for this. I'm part of the podcast. I don't have anything to say, though, so you guys are going to have to...
You have nothing?
You're going to have to carry me through it, dude.
All of that, and you have nothing to say.
I do, but I just... I don't want
to. Talk about the bacon, Kevin.
Kevin, I want you to tell me...
Well, I already mentioned the bacon.
You've got something on the tip
funny.
Of your tongue that you're like, I can't get it out, and I want you to say it right now.
Okay, gross. Run, bad.
Okay.
Run, excommunicate from your life.
Okay, well like, Is he possessed?
Oh,
this is Test the Possessed, baby.
I forgot we were playing the game.
This isn't just a story. A game. This is real life.
Now I have to think completely differently.
Is he possessed by his mother?
You know, maybe. That was my theory. That was my first.
I do very much like that theory. I think that's the best bet. I think that she...
Oh, no. Did I knock it out too quick?
Maybe. Mothers have the most... the best intentions... But there are a lot of mothers that are very overbearing. And a mother who could reside inside of your mind and can micromanage your life and control you as some probably would if they could.
Yeah.
Would be quite,
there's
quite
no,
something.
There's no other explanation for how this could happen because... See, you're talking to this dude
if
on your dating app.
If it was a mother, she would have brought more than two slices of bacon, Kevin.
Ooh, she would have brought potato salad in the works.
Why? What?
She would have.
Oh, I know, but she wants the date to be bad.
Does she, though?
Probably.
No.
Well,
no,
he did communicate the end. There is a line of communication between the mom and son. Like he said, he confirms that at the very end, my mom liked you. So...
Yeah, bro. Mm. She doesn't want... Okay, here's what's going on, okay? She's not, like, hoping that he never freaking...
She has good intentions.
Yeah, she wants her son to be happy. She
okay.
wants her son to find a mate, okay? Now, the problem is that she is freakishly controlling. He... So much so that he has to bring her with him. He has to. And you can't... He can't even get a date... If he's like, by the way, I'm bringing my mom in a vial full of ashes. That, okay? You don't go anywhere like that. So you have to get to the date first.
Who's? I like where you're going. I'd love to continue this train.
Okay. We're going to take a quick stop.
A quick detour. Whose idea was it to...
Bring mom.
Introduce mom.
Yeah.
You can keep mom in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
She has no idea what's in his necklace, no idea what's in his ring, if there is anything in his ring. But...
There is.
Either his... Yeah, but you don't know that.
Yeah.
You meet somebody, you don't think
there's
something there.
I don't know why he'd pop out a vial and a necklace and be like, but the ring's a lie. There's no ashes in there.
But one of them had to think, she's got to see this.
That's... Both of them. It goes without saying.
Unless
if you have something like that, you have to freaking get it out on the table.
Granted, it did also sound like it was just something he was playing with in his hand, and she like saw it, and he noticed she was looking at it.
I'm trying
That's
to
really...
freaking nervous, kind of like...
No, if I'm on a first date,
I want to go back.
Somebody
to this
pulls
story.
Out.
I want to see the story.
If somebody pulls
it?
Out a magic vial,
she saw it in his hand.
Yeah, he was like flipping it around on the table between his fingers.
Right. So he's just. It's just like a nervous like.
He pulls out a magic vial full of magic sand.
Oh,
and
not magic.
That's the only
ashes.
Thing that I'm thinking.
It's just something that he does. He's got it in his ring and his necklace.
And
why
it,
not a vial?
And in a vial, Sam. Sam, people wear rings and necklaces all the time. What
I'm
they
sorry.
Don't do is carry vials
around.
You keep around.
Saying it, and it is her and she, Kevin, or Sam.
He does carry a vial, Kevin.
Yeah,
some
and so...
do strange things.
So, I understand that, and that's... And he knows that. He's
yeah.
holding it out there like, as soon as I pull this... vial of ashes out, she's obviously going to ask me about it, as all of my previous dates have done. And that's when we're going to have my whole mom conversation.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
Oh, this whole thing?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's no, my mom.
Okay? For real.
And he knows this, and he... Okay? Rule number one, if you're going to have a successful relationship, you have to put everything out on the table. You can't hide anything.
But not date one, though.
You don't do that date one, though.
Everything, Kevin?
You don't know what this guy's been through.
You don't know
how many times he's gotten into... month three or four, yeah. And been like, hey, this is my mom, and gone through horrendous heartbreak.
You go,
okay? He's probably at the point.
Month three or four, you, okay.
Okay,
okay,
well, when,
no.
Tell me the hot spot, Sam. You're right, tell me when you reveal such information.
Kevin, you're right.
Okay, so
he may just be learning.
So he comes in.
He just learned this is the wrong time.
And he knows by now. Okay, he's probably more experienced than any of us, and he knows by now that he is going to show up to the. He's not going to get the date if he texts it.
Kevin had nothing to say.
I did. I just didn't want to.
Listen.
He had nothing. He knew that if he texted it, that he wouldn't have got the date. Okay, but he got the date, and he shows up, and he's like, I'm going to tell her all about my life. I'm going to tell her about my aunt. I'm going to tell her about my grandpa. I'm going to tell her about my favorite color, blah, blah, blah. Now that she knows who I am, mom conversation. It's time for the deal breaker.
No, dude, because then the second date, she goes over, giving him another chance, and he's like, I'm so glad you agreed to a second date, and he opens his coat to show thousands of files, and he's like, let me introduce you to the rest of the family, and you're like, oh, no!
And then he pulls out a vial with her name on it that's empty.
I think that he got 4 months of relationship into a 15-minute conversation just so that he could get his mom in early.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He's like, I'm just gonna. This is how it goes now, okay? To avoid heartbreak, I'm gonna show her who I am in the first 15 minutes, and if she's cool with who I am, and you know what, the dude's a little socially awkward, okay? So he did it in a very quick and weird manner, and he's like, hey, she knows me. Now it's time for mom, and if she's okay with this, I win. If she's not, on to the next.
He's efficient, is what you're trying to say.
Why waste the time?
He's a businessman.
He's already wasted the time. No question, this man has had his heart broken many a time.
I mean, he saved money bringing only the two slices of bacon.
That's what I'm about to say.
He's a businessman.
How many of these dates has he been to where he brought a full pack of bacon and lost the whole thing? He's done wasting bacon on those women.
On these wenches.
As soon as you're worth my mom's time, you'll get bacon. Okay.
As for me, I'm gonna have some bacon.
I think that was a good line to draw, because I don't think having a necklace, ring, and vial even on a first date of your loved one's ashes is that wild. I really don't. But showcasing them is, if you kept it in your pocket secret, I don't know, if you need, like, if you were like really emotionally attached and it was like maybe somewhat fresh still, I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Of course, if nothing's a big deal if they don't know that it's there.
Right. But it is the way he had it out.
You can't carry a vial flipping, around.
I think you hit the nail on the head. This dude guaranteed is at Wendy's, and the cashier's like, all right, that'll be 4:30. And he's like, okay, cool. Oh, this. It's my mom.
Truthfully?
And he's like, awesome.
4:30.
4:30 for your 4 for 4. Enjoy.
And then he pulls out his two strips of bacon.
By the way, pulls out his pocket watch. This is my dad.
Dude, if I'm on a first date and somebody pulls out a vial, period, it could be full of orange juice, and I would question
that would be really
a
funny.
Lot of
Not
who this person is.
More like a bit than reality, but... Pulling out a vial, like a two inch tall vial of something, and then drinking it, and
anything.
Her being like,
"It could be a vial of drinking water."
That's what it would be.
It could be a vial of water.
You pull out a vial of water, two inch little tiny vial of water, and you just uncork it mid sentence, take a swig, and cork it and put it away. And
I'd
she's
be
like,
"Who is this scientist?
What was that?" And you're like, "Huh? What?"
Oh, this is my...
What? You just drank out of a vial.
Oh, sorry. That was my mom.
Whoa. That gets yeah, that's why it's only 2 inches worth. He's siphoning it out.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Not possessed, just weird.
I recently learned that a small man has been living in my attic for the past 53 months, unbeknownst to me and my family.
Frank Reynolds? From Chance of Philadelphia?
He doesn't speak any English, and he acts feral.
What?
How should I handle this situation?
It really is Frank Reynolds.
They recently found out a man lives where?
I recently learned that a small man has been living in my attic for the past 53 months, unbeknownst to me and my family.
How is this possible?
He doesn't speak any English and he acts feral. How should I handle this situation?
He could be a cryptid that you've caught in...
He certainly could be.
Not within the trees and with a blurry camera.
Is there any information on how he found out about this small man?
Or is he sustaining himself?
There's nothing.
Because it sounds to me like this is a pretty peaceful roommate. 53
months?
53 months. You don't even know he's there?
How long is 53? That's,
send him over my way.
That's more than 2 years. That's 2 years and 4 months.
Five. 53? Nope.
Yep.
4 years.
No, 4 years. Yeah, it's 4 years.
I was thinking 24. Yeah, no, it is 4 years.
4 years and 5 months. That's a long freaking time.
What
dude?
Was he eating?
No one knows.
Why do they know he's 53? That's such a specific number. What do you mean you don't know what he's saying? He had to communicate that.
How did they know when he moved in?
He went like this.
He was butt naked and feral, but he had his driver's license.
How long
taped
have
to
you
him.
Been here?
He holds up a five,
this
and he holds
many.
Up a three.
Over and over and over with his hand like
he
a toddler.
He points to the moon and he...
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50...
Three?
53. Weeks? Months?
And then he points to the moon and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
So I still fail to see where the problem is.
Well, okay. No, you don't. You don't fail to see where the problem is, Kevin.
I do.
There's no conflict. There's no immediate, like, we're in danger. We need help right now. But you still don't want the man up there.
He acts...
Porque?
He acts feral. I don't think you want a feral anything living in your attic. Is there a potential...
Until one of you tells me why.
Is there potential for
what
this...
What if he snaps?
Being
feral men can only go more crazy in feral.
Like a bridge troll, but in an attic...
Bridge trolls don't let people cross.
Right.
Okay.
That's the whole point.
But if he lives in the attic...
What's the gimmick? It's still probably riddle-based.
Maybe somebody burned the bridge, and then he had to go find a new home.
The reason to keep it? You guys are just proving my point. I still have yet to hear why we don't want this guy.
So you're telling me, Kevin, if you had the opportunity to, above you right now in this very moment, have a 53-year-old riddle master just kind of pop in and out, you'd be down.
That's not the same thing at all.
A 53-year-old riddle master that's up there pooping in the corner.
Eating rats?
He's eating rats and...
No. The question is, if I found out right now... that there has been a guy living up there for 4 years.
Okay, but Kevin,
I wouldn't care at all.
But Kevin, now the dots are connecting, and now you know where your Wheaties have been going, and you're like, great. You need to go because my goldfish reserves and my gummy fruits are going away.
Not Kevin's Wheaties.
We have heard nothing. Okay.
You're like, I bought a pretty scooping of protein
when
powder.
When I asked for a reason to kick this guy out of the attic, I wasn't suggesting you just make one up.
Why not?
Because he hasn't done anything.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying.
Because he's a racist murderer.
Okay, well, no, listen. Like, he has to eat, right? He's a thing that is alive and can think, so it needs sustenance to survive.
Sure.
If you've had food going missing, you now know where it's come from.
Okay, I haven't. And neither has
I would assume
this
you
person.
Would if he's been in the attic, no. Feral.
No.
If he lives in the attic, you think that his only...
Attic, not down in your living quarters.
Well,
if he's in your living,
you're not
there's
always
no way.
Home stuck in
there's
your pantry.
There's no way he goes 4 years of stealing your food and gets away with it unless he is just a sleight of hand master.
And guess what?
He's a little 53-year-old man.
He's 53 years old.
You said that.
He's been there 53 months.
Oh.
Houston's lost.
I am lost.
Furthermore, to the point, okay, if I did have Wheaties going missing, whatever, but I didn't, it's not affecting me, okay? If it's one thing if I was like, mother effer, if I don't find out where my Wheaties are going, I'm gonna lose it, okay? But right here, right now, if there have been Wheaties missing and I don't even notice,
I might be more,
eat my Wheaties.
I might be more impressed.
I haven't noticed.
I might be more impressed by the fact that he has gotten away with eating my Wheaties for 4 years without me realizing that I might buy him a life sentence of Wheaties.
Somebody get Wheaties on the phone.
The other immediate negative that I don't think you're really thinking about is the stench. It's been 4 years, but it's only a matter of time,
you're
dude.
You're just making him up.
Making him up. He's got to poop somewhere.
Okay, Houston, if he's living in the attic, that doesn't mean that that's the only place that he has been for the last 53 months.
But he's feral. Like, he's what is he, out in, like, wandering around in nature? Killing deer with his bare hands?
That is actually what feral means.
Okay.
All right. If you said feral, man, that's the first place I would expect him to.
I wonder if they actually mean feral. Do they actually mean feral, or is it like just a crazy person? Because a crazy person couldn't go out and kill wildlife. A feral person, yes, could. But if he's living indoors, he's not that feral. He's domesticated, just in a really weird way.
Houston is just taking this story, shoving the whole thing out and inserting his own.
I'm not.
I really want to know how Houston. They know it was 53 months from a man who does not speak English and acts ferally. You come face to face with him, and he's frothing at the mouth, and you're like, "Did you say 53? Was that months? My goodness.
Maybe he has like little tally marks up there." But they're not tally marks, obviously. They're just like little scratches.
There are too many movies that have had a strange man living in the walls that I've seen lately. That there's like a new Netflix one. It was on the top 10. I watched it the other night. It was a horror, and there's a man on the walls. And I feel like that's like a pretty common horror movie thing lately. And it's all I can think about for this. It's like all that's coming to mind is like, I didn't even do a good job of explaining it.
Yeah, but those horror movies, okay, I've seen one.
Parasite.
I don't want to give any spoilers for any movies, Houston.
Well, that's not a spoiler.
Okay, but I've seen a couple of these. I've seen a couple of movies like that fit that description. And the difference is that they are affected by whoever is living in the walls. But if they're not, then who gives a rat's hat?
Yeah.
I mean, if it is stinking up the place, then you gotta go figure out the problem.
You're giving me a lot of good logical reasons why I could see you could tell another person, just leave him. Leave him there. But Kevin, I want you to put you there. You are 10 years in the future. You have an attic. You don't have an attic currently. We're in your house. You have an attic. You've lived there for 2 years. You find out that there's just a dude up there. You look me in the eye, Kevin. Look me in the eye right now. You tell me
you've got your family living in this house.
You tell me that you're
feral,
like
feral 53-year-old man living
in
the attic.
Fine. Let him be. No. You call the police. You call the jails.
That's the extent of that. You want an answer? Call the cops.
Yeah.
And I don't even care what the cops do at that point. But if it's still not a problem for me.
That's the movie now. They take a little too long to get there. And then you get attached. And then you start feeding him. And then you name him. And you take him for walks. And then they come and they take him. And they're like, oh, man. And then you go to the county jail with the whole fam. And you're like, we actually want you. And he comes home with you.
And
then the final scene is him sitting down at Thanksgiving dinner while you guys are
all your corpses
and
piled around him.
You guys all say grace together, and he's
at the dog bowl on the floor.
Yeah, that's my other question is what exactly is a feral man?
Oh, an animal of a
is it just a monkey man at that point?
Tarzan.
Or is what's the difference between a monkey and a feral man?
A lot of anatomy.
If Tarzan would come out and just sing Phil Collins songs to me and my family, I'd probably
Tarzan could give units of time, right?
Could he? After he was taught?
I mean,
you'd have to learn English.
Well,
this man doesn't know any English, Kevin.
Well, he didn't.
Maybe you start teaching him some.
Okay, but see, now you're understanding.
Well, then you get attached.
Now you're understanding.
And then you fall in love, and he takes you through the vines like in the movie.
Then he falls in love with your 16-year-old daughter, and they are running away together.
Well, you know what? If they're happy,
I'm all right.
He's an ancient Look, man. Anyway.
Now you're understanding my initial question. How did they find out that he was up there? Because
that's true.
That is everything for me.
Maybe it was the stink.
That's everything for me. That's what I'm saying. If it was based off of a problem that arose, then yeah, you have to solve that problem. But if they just like went up there and found him and he didn't do anything, then like...
Why does question asker have so much space? Care. Like if they're throwing things up in the attic to act as if a dumpster, like maybe you just don't need that much space.
Yeah, if you're asking what would the real Kevin do in this situation, I certainly wouldn't freaking jump onto Reddit and be like, "There's
help,
a small
help,
man."
Help!
I'd be like, "Cops or just chill."
Yeah, we need to take a trip to the Bizarre Bazaar.
Good evening, everybody, or morning or afternoon or whatever, it doesn't matter. We are Graveyard Tales. Now, if you like ghost stories, hauntings, cryptid encounters, and the weird history behind them, then you should join us in the graveyard.
You can find us on any of your favorite podcast providers. Check out our website at graveyardpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter at GRV. Just go search Graveyard Tales.
That would be easier. Now we hope to see you in the graveyard.
And we're back. I've got another test to possess we could do. We went a little long. We're going a little low on time. What do you guys have one you're really sold on that you?
No, I'm down for another.
I've got a shorty.
All right, we can sneak these two in. Taking a dump in a public toilet is preferable to taking one from the comfort of your own home. Listen, if you're in a mall and you get listening to soothing elevator music whilst you take your dump, better.
You can do that at home.
If you take a messy dump, you don't have to scrub the toilet.
Oh,
better.
Sam.
If you can actually take your time rather than having your family beating down the door, better, which is not true.
Depends on the family.
Depends on the place. If you're in like a Walmart, you're going to have a line out the door. I don't know why Walmart, but more like a KFC.
You're going to have this 53-year-old man beating down the door.
No.
Poking his head under the stall.
That is not true, dude. If you're freaking... you could be in the Walmart stall taking a dump for an hour, and who is going to have the brass to be like, who the heck is in there, and what are you doing? Nobody will even say it. They'll think it. They'll be mad in their hearts, but they are
okay.
Not going to knock
All right.
on your stall
so
door.
So if you have no like sense of self and like empathy, you're fine. Like public is like, who cares?
Who's going to wait for an hour to use the Walmart toilet? Just go. You've either crapped your pants or you're going to go home.
If your only source of internet is phone data, then you can use the Wi-Fi. If the toilet is near a hotspot, better. You can use as much toilet paper as your bum requires without security or without scrutiny from loved ones. Without security beating down your door and asking where it went. We saw the cameras. You were the last one in there. Why didn't you replace it?
You used a lot of toilet paper.
That's half a roll.
If your phone is dead, then there is usually interesting graffiti to read on the toilet door. What other benefits can you guys think of?
Better.
Charge your phone.
Dude, this guy's making a great case.
He's not.
He's making
your phone's
a great
dead.
Case.
Uh-oh, read the graffiti. Uh-oh, I'm sitting at home on the toilet. My phone died. I plug it in and continue pooping.
Not possess, and I'll die on whatever hill he needs me to die on. Because I agree.
Ask my mom is the top comment, and he says, as effed up as all this is, you didn't list not flushing, and that's more common than I'd like and what I would abuse. So that's perverted.
Here's our possessed man. He uses the public bathroom so he doesn't have to flush?
A serial pooper. What? Just goes in and makes his dirty crime happen and then leaves it there for people to find.
That's freaking... That's the conversation right there.
that's not who's on the chopping block. CDZ has put himself up on the high hill and said, I'm not a ghost. There's no ghosts in me. I prefer pooping with the people. Thoughts?
I'm on not possessed. So you guys can fight me on that if you wish.
Do you have any dissections for this, Sambone? You've been awfully quiet. Is this you? Are you CDZ?
No. This is not me. I prefer to poop in the comfort of my own home. There's just something... You spend enough time on one toilet, and you just... There's an intimacy there.
It's to the point where I have two toilets in my home, and I vastly like one more than the other, just because that's home base. That's where I count my chickens after they're hatched. Let's get my things in order, my affairs, all from Control Center 101.
This intimacy. Have you cleaned said toilet?
Yeah,
I have before. Yes.
How was that?
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, sure. I'm not like. Goody. Oh golly. Here it's the big day. Here it comes.
Then why do it? If you're not excited to go do that, then why do that?
There's lots of things I'm not excited at. I'm not excited to go to the bank, but I do it
because you need to.
Right.
Use a public bathroom. Never has to be done.
That's true. That's
wrong.
Well, okay, never is a strong word.
I clean up, as a man, I clean up urine off of the top of the seat nearly every time I use a public bathroom.
Yeah. I do any toilet. You sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe the seedy.
No, he's saying like he finds dried leavings on the toilet seat every time he uses a public restroom, wipes it off, and then places his baton on it.
I don't do that at home. I don't need to. I don't pee on the seat.
I want to raise a con.
That's a lie.
I want to raise a con, and I want to raise a pro.
I don't think I've ever met a man that doesn't pee on the seat, Sam.
Doesn't immediately wipe it up?
Well, wait,
that's not what he said.
When are you peeing when it's down?
What?
Do you pee with the seat down?
I do almost every single time.
Every time.
I almost never raise it.
There's no need.
You guys are animals.
Well, is it not a big enough target zone for you?
Well, it sprays on the seat.
It sprays on the thing, on the bowl. You put the seat up, it sprays on the bowl.
I don't put my butt cheeks on the bowl.
Sam, are you peeing?
Sit when you pee?
No.
Are you peeing directly into the center of the water every time? Because that's wild.
Even if you do...
You need to hit it at like an angle right where water meets bowl, and it will slip right in there. No splash. No!
Even if you do that, I'm 6'2", Sam has 5 inches on me, and I splash.
I'm basically drowning when I'm doing it. I'm in there. I'm not a big guy.
He just doesn't care because he's neck swimming. Deep in the toilet water.
Gotta make sure I hit.
He's got to climb in to get the liquid in there.
I just know that Sam is splashing a little bit. You are wiping. You have need to wipe the seat regardless. Not every time.
When it's up?
Yes. If you have need to wipe the bowl or
I
the seat,
yes.
Then you're going to have to wipe the
bowl. Okay.
Wherever your pee would have gone.
In my own home, I have need to clean my own urine. In public bathroom, I have need to clean public urine.
It's true. It is
every
a good point.
Time.
Yeah.
Big deal. Grow up.
It feels gross, but you're numb to it. I'm numb to it.
Grow up. There's no difference.
I'm gonna list a pretty big fat con here. Is the smell,
it's not,
and
like
not
I'm
even
freaking...
necessarily like a like, big stinky man just left and left a big stinky, even though he flushed.
That's a con.
It is a con. But I'm talking like they all have like a like a nasty
seat's
smell
so
of just being a public restroom. Even if you're
like
a nice restroom. Kevin, you've brought up my sin before I could get to it, which is the secret pro of public restrooms that I'm all about is the warm seat.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious,
Sam's
dude.
In disbelief.
If it's not like putrid in there and I sit on a warm seat, I'm like, yes.
Bonus.
I am appalled. There's none. I hate sitting down on a warm seat.
Someone
just ravished that toilet right before I got there, and I.
Sam, you gotta get over it. Like Houston said, if there's no stink, then I'm not thinking about anything other than the temperature. It could have. It's the same as if the toilet bowl itself was just heated.
Heated and warm for me.
Maybe you sit down and you're thinking about people's butts, but we are not. We're thinking about how toasty mine is.
Oh, I'm thinking about their butt.
Okay, well, Houston's different.
That's why he likes the worst seat.
It's like...
that's what I'm getting
at,
Kevin.
It's like a snowflake or a thumbprint. Everyone's booty warmth is unique.
It has its own...
Sam, don't further this.
Kevin, I feel like you began this.
No, I was going to bring it up. I didn't intend it to go there, but... It's 100% real, and it's amazing, especially like on a cold day, dude. Even if I've been like waiting in line for the stall, right? Well, not like a long line, but like I'm next, I'm in there. There's just one dude. He comes out, and I walk in, and there's no stink to be smelt, and I plop down on a toasty, warm by my fellow man, my brother, I might say, has warmed me my seat for me.
Just done me a solid,
literally.
No.
You're not possessed, but you're. I don't agree, but not possessed.
Possessed. Which I'm trying to remember. Which essential oils are known to attract demons?
Which ones?
Yeah.
Not lavender, not peppermint. I know that for sure. I think
this question was rhetorical.
Really?
Well, never mind. I guess it wasn't. No, keep
it. Is that the end?
Continue to grace us.
End.
Yeah. I know that there was one. This isn't a joke. I heard about on out in New York that specifically said, like, it's for attracting spirits, and I can't remember what it was. I want to say it was sage, but I don't think that they make essential oil right sage.
Now. Well, sage is like for ghosts
get rid of
and
them.
Such.
Yeah. Yes, Kevin, you in the front?
As soon as your essential oil attracts a demon, it's not essential anymore. It's quite the opposite.
You're right. It shouldn't even be classic. Well, is it essential to attract demons? I would say no. You can live a whole long, happy life. I've never attracted a demon. I've lived pretty good
so far.
There
are other ways of attract. Essential's a big word.
Essential is a big... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you do not... You don't need this oil to attract a demon. And if you... If you're attracting a demon with this oil, then it's not essential because, I mean, you don't need a...
Yeah, well, Kevin,
you don't need a demon, right?
I've never really needed any oils. I know some of them are... I'll admit, I had one time where I was really clogged up, like head cold. And this dude I was rooming with was like, rub this peppermint oil, like a little bit beneath your nose and a little bit of the back of your neck. And I did it. And it was like... Ice filled every vein in my body. It was the craziest experience I've ever had. It was amazing.
What that was heroin, Houston. And you
I did wake up in a dumpster 3 days later. So that might actually, maybe it was. Now that I'm thinking about it, might not be essential oil.
It's probably why they call it essential oil.
I found a thing called herb folklore.
I'm also doing a little bit of searching on the spot.
Cilantro grants immortality.
Excuse me?
That's good. Joy, good luck is dill and oregano. Weight loss, fennel, quiet children, dill. So wait, whoa. Dill gives you an increase in energy, joy/good luck, and quiet children. If you rub that dill essential
joyful,
oil.
Joyful, quiet children.
Pickle oil on your bod.
Wrong.
Well,
not pickle oil.
It's dill, but...
Dill doesn't come
I know. I was being dumb. I'm sorry.
You got that right, buddy.
Sorry's not going to cut it.
I have searched also for ghost essential oil, and all I find is like ghost on Amazon. Here's a good product for us. Ghost Adventurer Essential Oil Ghost Hunting Spray.
Okay, I think I might know the ingredients of that from what I'm looking at right here.
Yeah, what are those?
We've got dill, lavender, oregano, and parsley. Three of those ward off evil spirits, and one of them protects from witchcraft, evil spirits, and ghosts. Let me take a guess. Take a guess at which one does all three. Dill.
No.
Yeah.
I have a feeling...
Well, dill's not in mine, so...
I have a feeling I could eat something from a restaurant that contains those seasonings.
You shut your mouth.
Yeah, but they're not essential oils.
You need to rub the oils on the bottom of your feet and inside your belly button, like my relative that will go unnamed has told me to do sometimes.
Where are the directions for that?
I have literally been told to rub lavender on the soles of my feet.
It's not talking about lavender.
Generation to generation, Kevin. Those are not written down, okay?
Well, they freaking should be.
They're traditions of great power.
Is that all you have for us, Sam, is your freaking ghost spray?
Kevin doesn't like my ghost spray, okay?
I don't know anything about it.
I'm going to read you about it. It's a woodsy peppermint scent.
Oh, okay.
So you can feel like it's Christmas time while you're fighting ghosts.
Ooh, the back of the can.
Houston, they did it.
I'm sorry, Kevin, do you know of a better time of year to fight ghosts? Because I literally can't think of one.
Can I read
Yeah, but they didn't put peppermint in it to make it Christmassy. It was just, that's how it was. They didn't go, oh, let's add a little peppermint so that you can feel like it's Christmas
Kevin,
while you're hunting
ghosts. Just
ghosts.
A beautiful, beautiful thing. Maybe that's why we associate peppermint with Christmas time, because of all the ghost hunters who paved the way. Did you ever think of that? No.
You ever wonder why we're not encountering ghosts of Christmas, present, past, and future anymore?
It was just October. Ghosts are running rampant. So in those months, they are using peppermint to fight ghosts. Boom, peppermint with Christmas time.
Or, like, we can't have Christmas with all these ghosts running around.
Vampires and zombies.
Can I read you the only review?
Please. Is it Amazon?
It is Amazon.
Oh, my gosh.
Calming scent sent me almost immediately to Dreamland. Bought this in Salem, Massachusetts.
Not only
does it smell delightful and earthy, it feels like a cleansing mist when applied. It calms and almost instantly sends you to dreamland. I have been doing dream work for many years now. I'm always looking for ways to enhance and remember.
Dream work? As an occupation?
Yeah.
Sign me the frick up.
I plan to use this nightly and will update as more details become apparent.
How much for a
24?
Sheesh! How many uses do you get out of that bad boy?
It looks big.
Does it not have a millimeter or like a serving size?
I'm sure it doesn't.
Oh, 30. You can sign up for a monthly subscription.
Amazon actually does that now for almost everything, like any kind of like pill or substance.
Ghost spray.
Do you
want to
like
perhaps
have this set up on like a monthly like renewal automatically?
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about it.
This person said yes.
There is no, there's not a quantity.
Dang it.
I want to hear more about dream work.
Maybe you ought to do a little research, buddy.
Oh, well, huh? I thought that's what you two nerds were
doing. I'm getting a lot of...
Not for dream work.
I've been looking at you two stare
you like
at your phones for the past 5 minutes.
Would you like me to read the back of the can?
Sure.
Ghost Adventurer's unique edge blend helps shield your negative vibrations and entities while enhancing perception. Something eye protection.
Something eye protection.
Something? What do you mean something?
I don't. I have to read around the edges of the can.
Oh, I thought you couldn't pronounce the word. Yeah, I can't read that either.
Shake well prior to use. Close eyes and spray above head.
Well, that's where ghosts would be.
Allowing mist.
Oh, I thought it was at the bottom of your feet.
Allowing.
You think from based off what
allowing mist
would say.
Allowing mist to cascade over head and body, as a body spray, spray on neck and pressure points to ground. Spray the bottom of your bare feet. Can also be used as a room spray. Keep away from direct sun, heat, or cold. May stain delicate fabrics. Test conspicuous area prior to use. Wow.
It's called Ghost Adventures. That's an incredibly wild name to market your product as when it's something to help you go to sleep as an essential oil.
Why go ghost hunting without protection?
Does it say that?
It does.
So this isn't working as intended.
It's a legitimate question, Sam. I don't know why you read it like that.
Because this is a foreign thing to me, Kevin. I'm not a ghost adventurer.
It's not working.
I beg to differ.
This stuff is putting her to sleep. It's not sending her on ghost adventures or helping her fight ghosts. It's sending her to dreamland.
Well, maybe you apply it the same way to a ghost and they fall asleep.
So it's a multi-use tool. It's kind of a two-in-one head and shoulders situation.
Three-in-one. It can be used as room spray.
it did make her feel refreshed.
It says it in the description.
And yeah. It smells like Christmas.
And it smells like, that's a 4-in-1 deal. 25 is starting to look like a bargain. This doesn't sound like a ghost adventure. If I was to buy, 0 out of 5 stars. I don't care how what multi-use tool that this spray is offering. It's promising me something on the package that it is not delivering. And I would like a ghost adventure. If that's not able to start from me spraying a can of ghost adventure, then I don't want it.
It does advertise itself as aromatherapy elevated.
Elevated?
Elevated. So take aromatherapy.
I don't know anything about, I don't have a baseline of aromatherapy.
Okay, well, whatever idea you've got in there.
I know none.
Elevate that.
Zero times something is zero.
Houston, did you say that you expect to spray this ghost adventurer spray and become a ghost adventurer?
No, just to go on a ghost adventure. I'm thinking maybe it's
That's not how that works.
It's a spray with a ghost in it. You let out the ghost, you spray it. Now you're on a ghost adventure because there's a ghost here, and that's a bizarre circumstance to be in, which would classify as an adventure.
You don't buy hiking shoes to become a hiker.
No, but you buy ghost adventure spray can to become a ghost adventure. If you're a ghost in your vicinity, Kevin. Okay, whoa, hold up. If there's a ghost in my vicinity via can delivery USPS or not, I'm on a ghost adventure. If I want to have that experience and this Amazon product is saying, oh, buy a can, share it with your friends, go on a ghost adventure.
It's protection for the ghost adventurer.
Then it shouldn't, it's still false advertising.
It's not. It's
a safe way to go on an adventure with ghosts.
Sam, read the product one more time.
That's like climbing with a helmet.
Okay, the fine print is fine, is like technically, but the title is misleading.
Read the title.
Ghost Adventurer's Essential Oil Ghost Hunting Spray.
Great.
That's exactly what it is.
Great.
You're hunting ghosts. You are a ghost adventurer hunting ghosts. A ghost.
Better take this spray with you.
It's like bear spray.
If I bought
a Nerf gun.
Let me just pull something off the top of my head. A Nerf gun. 50 bullets comes with it. It shoots real good. Shoots real far, real fast. It gets here, it's like, ooh, should read the fine print. It's a model. It's like a little thing for display. But it doesn't shoot, it doesn't function, but it looks just like the one that does.
It does function, you bonehead.
It's not saying that. Houston, you're... How do you know this doesn't...
Okay,
the correct analogy...
I'm not saying it's one for one. I'm just saying, like, it is not what I wanted. That said on the thing, ghost adventure. I had to read
it
the fine print.
Adventurer.
Great.
For... You
for the ghost adventurer.
How small is that fine print? Let me see the pic. How small is that fine print? Do I gotta spin the can?
It's the biggest word on the can.
Ghost adventure. No. The thing about the other thing. Where's the one that's like, oh, you spray it to protect from ghosts when you're on an adventure.
The top of the back. The biggest words on the back.
Still gotta put in extra effort to find it. No. I don't like that.
She says he's an advertisement that's like special. Special 44 Magnum for secret agents, and he purchases it and expects to be a secret agent.
No!
That's just not how it works.
That's not. I'm not expecting...
It says Ghost Adventurer on the can. I sprayed it, and I'm not an adventurer.
The star badge didn't make me the sheriff.
That's exactly right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Sam, hold on. That is different.
That feels more
that absolutely
one than the
does
other one.
Make you the sheriff.
If it doesn't,
I'm sending mine back.
If I bought a gun that said this gun comes with a CIA adventure, your own, like a Make-A-Wish Foundation adventure, and it didn't, I'd be really bummed out. Again, false advertising. If the sheriff's badge said on it, sheriff, you will be the sheriff.
It's not.
And it gets here, I'm
that.
Not.
Say that. It's not saying that.
Doesn't matter. Thank you guys for listening to Phantasmagoria. We gotta go. Check us out on Instagram, Phantasmacast. Please share the show and make sure to leave a rating and review wherever you can. We haven't been pushing that super hard, but it helps us exponentially. In the times where we were really good about reminding you guys like
tremendously.
That. The growth of the show went up exponentially. And so if you guys could keep doing that, share it with your friends, tell them to do it. It's like, it takes like 2 minutes, and I'm honestly guilty of not doing that for other shows. So do it, and I'll do it too.
Wow, you hypocrite.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand. It's like, oh, like, I'm listening to this podcast. I enjoy it. It'd be really easy to go hit the 5 stars and be like, this is a good show. Type those words out.
You know what?
But I never
you
know, do it.
Just
I'm saying, I get it. I get it.
You
I'm
know what, guys?
Relate.
In fact, don't share
no,
the show.
No, I'm saying it's so easy.
I haven't done my part in sharing podcasts.
I'm going
so
to.
I actually.
This is bad. I don't like this. Thank you guys for listening. You guys got any plugs? Good? Bad?
I'm chill, dude.
All right.
I'm chill this time around. Wait.
Oh, the Discord. Whoa, the Discord.
We put the Discord link in the description of the show.
Not the podcast episodes. So if you go to Spotify or Apple or wherever and you go to the main page and then you hit the bio at the top underneath the title,
that's
you will see the Discord link.
It.
You click that and then you can party with your boys.
I walk out of the room and then they make a bunch of vows and promises that they can't.
Well, we did. We delivered, but
I would like to say that I did not promise anything.
I just misspoke. I said it was on the episode, not the thing. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
And now I'm getting grilled on social media.
Sam got doxxed. It was bad. Big tall idiot. Look at him lying to us.
Whoa.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you, and life is only going to be as spooky as you make it.